today is the day that before everybody gets on the highway and disappears, I wanted to thank everyone who helped us. I have a list of names of people who provided us financial contributions, who provided us goods and services for our Christmas Angels promotion. We had 700 kids, and I think that that's I think that was really nice. We had, I think, at my Kevin, you did you really count the bicycles one day?
Yes, I did.
Or see, I was counting like 200. How many did you count?
We got right to 200 there at the very end.
Okay, good.
It was 200 bikes, like a handful of scooters, and a couple big wheels.
Okay, so over 200 wheeled bicycle sort of things that we were able to give the children. And, you know, bicycles are big for us. We had 435 pairs of shoes that we gave away. We had a couple of hundred cool weather jackets for children who needed hoodies or needed something to zip up and be warm with. And by the count that I was able to come up with, we had close to 3,000 toys in addition to the clothing and the bicycles and things.
So
it was a big thing, and the presents have all been distributed. The parents came and picked them up Saturday and Sunday, and then we had a few people that had transportation problems, you know, car didn't work or things like that, and so they picked them up later on this week. So it's good, and it's done, and there's some folks I do want to thank. I want to thank, I have a list of names. So
please,
just
stand right
by
ahead.
Here. Mm-hmm. James and Addie Stasny, of course, they helped a great deal with the contribution that they made. So did Jim James. That filled in a lot of gaps. We bought a lot of bicycles with the money that those people gave us. Walter Childers, the Oldham Goodwin Group, gives us all of the space that we need for free to do the distribution. American Lube Centers and Bottom Line Bookkeeping gave us $1,000. Producers Co-op gave us $750. Warren Production Services, Blue Baker, of course, is our co-sponsor with this, and they did a great job for us this year. Received a check from the Bryan College Station Home Builders, from Bonnie Pate, Mike Sayers, Chris Lang, Ted Baker, Evelyn Kingsbury, Sam and Kristen Jones, Wright Financial, Molly Maid, Chip and Debbie Howard, James and Gina Jett, Lawrence and Janice Thompson, Donald and Frankie Coates, Stephen Ann Lovett, Frankie and Diane Jaster, and Linda Jackman. And with the help of those people and the, well, literally hundreds of anonymous shoppers, mm-hmm. people who went out to buy toys for the children and brought the toys wrapped back for us, that was it was pretty special. You know, I as I think about it, probably 400 people, 300 people,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rented. 300, 400 people adopted an angel off of the trees and brought those babies back all ready to go. And so, gosh, I just wanted to thank everybody and let them know that we appreciate what they did, and we appreciate the fact that they noticed. The football has been delivered. The Kevin Sumlin football has been delivered to the lady who bought it, and I won't mention her name because I think it's a surprise gift for Christmas.
Okay.
And lives here in Bryan College Station.
Good.
We think that's kind of cool too. I think we've got it all wrapped up. The way it works always has been that any contributions you make go straight to the kids to buy toys, bikes, and things. All the wrapping paper and the hours that we have to pay for, and anything that's administrative, the radio station covers the cost of that, so that 100% of what you give goes there.